Lekutei Teira, Baleischa, page Lamed, we'll start again as Gimel, we learned a few lines into it. The Alter Rebbe is explaining the difference between Aaron HaKohen and Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Momata Lamaila Holach V'Naseh HaNegba. He kept elevating and working closer to come to the level of Avos Hashem. Aaron, on the other hand, is Yor Hashem Panav Elecha. It's a revelation from above. He says, these few lines we learned. Okay, let's go 9 lines into the paragraph of Gimel. He explained the difference between Aaron and Avraham Avinu. He said, "Vizel Ezel Chosid Mischasidim Kainim." Who is a Chosid? One that does Chesed with his, simply means your creator, but it means Imkandile with his nest. Not to cling to Hashem. Leravis Tzmeini Levad. Like it says in Sefer Shalbeinim, Perek Asiri Perek Memal. The Alter Rebbe in Tanya explains that the ultimate level of what the Gemara says, Ezel Chosid. Who is a Chosid? One who connects, does chesed with his kam, meaning you're not serving Hashem for any gratification whatsoever. Not to quench the neshama's thirst, not to become closer to Hashem, because then it's all what's in it for me. It's all about me. The ultimate level of serving Hashem with a chesed, which is higher than the level of a tzaddik, is the level of one who does it only because Hashem wants. Therefore, Tzaddikim are called in the Zayah. The highest level of Tzaddikim called B'nai Aliyah, B'nai Shavidosim L'Tzerich Gevayah. B'nai Aliyah doesn't only mean men of great elevation. It means B'nai Aliyah, they're only serving Hashem for Hashem. They have nothing to do with their own. They don't want anything of their own. Like the Baal Shem, I don't want your Gan Eden, Dalton Rebbe said, I don't want your Gan Eden, I don't want your Olam Haba. It's nothing to do with me. Okay, V'avizum. Boy, they is base is by Nisatma Shiva Krishna. And this Ava comes through meditation in Krishna. When you say the word echod, what does it mean? When a person becomes embittered on his soul, on the darkness that blocks the neshama and godliness, that it cannot be seen, open godliness to physical flesh. Only godliness coming into time and place. And therefore, people down here are very far from Elokus, that normally no mind can possibly grasp Hashem at all. And you can't even have time and place when it comes to Elokus. In other words, it's something like this. The Ava is awakened by actually having pity on godliness. Look how great Hashem is, and yet Hashem has to come into time and place, limit himself, and even then people don't feel him. So you can imagine the golus that Hashem is in. He can't reveal himself the way he'd like to. Malchus, it's only the level of Malchus, meaning Hashem himself is not at all in the realm of time. The level of Malchus, then you could say Melech, Moloch, and Yimlech. Like we find, we learned this many times, the only attribute of Hashem that we find past, present, and future is by the level of Malchus. We don't find anywhere where it says Hashem was chesed, is chesed, will be chesed. By Malchus, you say what we say in Yichveid, it's a compilation of three psukim. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimlech. It's not one pasuk. There's no such pasuk anywhere. Hashem Melech means Hashem was a king. Hashem Malach is a king. Hashem Yimlech Lam what? Why? Because time and place begins in Malchus. Malchus is the speech that created the world. When does time and place begin, like we learned from the Maggid, when the world was created?
It's also the ultimate
of humility. Which is the concept of time, generation to generation. From the level of Malchus from Mshalti is body. Ava Mohose, but the essence of Hashem, Bats Mutzi Kaviyachal. Rechekim Heme'e B'tachlis are ultimately distant from time and place. So he says, what is Echad? supposed to affect the person in a way that he actually meditates. Look at this. Hashem's essence above time and place, above everything. You can't even say finite, infinite. He's above both together. And yet, Hashem can't even reveal himself into them. The little bit that he comes down is in time and place, and there we don't even see him.
But
He chose it. But why did he choose it?
So he doesn't, he's not suffering.
Why did he choose? Yeah, he is.
He wanted to do that.
He's hiding because he wants us to reveal him. So it's a temporary hiding to be found.
So it's like hiding and seek.
We learned the whole world, the whole life is, according to Taylor, is hiding and Chassid, is hide and go seek. Okay? Hashem hides because he wants to be found. But when the parent hides, and after a minute or two, or even before that, the kid goes and runs out to play, and the father, Nebuch, is hiding, waiting for the son to look for him, and then he realizes, you know, the kid doesn't even care about me. That's painful. That's painful. That's exactly what Elokus is suffering. By the way, our actions cause the Shem to be in Golos. If not, we would still be in the Beis HaMikdash. His sins cause Golos. And therefore, Yismar Menafshi Me'ed, his soul will be very embittered, Kasha Yosim Alibe, when he realizes, not only understands, put to his heart, mean you feel. You read the this coming down in distance. Asha Yod Nafshi Me'ed Me'ed, Bishvala Madregas, that the Neshama, which originates as a part of Hashem, right? The essence of Hashem, Chilaka Lakami Mal Mamash. And the neshama comes down into a place, rochik mi Hashem betachus, very far from Hashem, and therefore vayitzek al Hashem batzalei. The neshama cries out to Hashem when he's embittered, when he's oppressed. Lo'er le'er Hashem b'teichacheshech hamasuch hamavdol, within the darkness and the curtain that covers. In other words, it's another interesting point. Hashem says, as long as, even though you didn't find me yet, it's a remarkable concept that hide and go seek. As long as the kid is looking, the parent doesn't mind to be hidden. Even though you didn't find him yet. You know, the neshama in the body didn't find Elokus yet. But he's looking, he's searching for Elokus, then the parents, hiding is not painful. Because he knows he's going to be found. Creation calls Mili Bashemayim, Ve'im Cholecha Fatzdi Ba'aretz. Who is like you in the heaven with you? I don't want to call a She'eri Levavi. My soul and heart is longing to you. Tzur Levavi, the rock of my heart. Ve'chalki Elokim Le'elam Hainu. She'ei is Galus Elokusi Le'elam Kenal. So what does the Neshama want? What does Hashem want for that matter? That Elokus should be revealed. And until then, the person has Rachmanis on himself to realize how far they are away from Hashem. And how much pity there is on the neshama, or Hashem for that matter, that Hashem is completely hidden in a place he doesn't want to be. In jail, basically. Through his awakening from below. And this embitterment and this crying causes a revelation from above, that it comes down the spirit from above, that the glory of Hashem will be revealed, that every flesh will see, like it speaks about when Mashiach will come, eye by eye and eye to eye. And meaning, what does it mean, the revelation of Elokus? So Rav Rebbe says, just like from Hashem's perspective, Hashem looking down at us, Kula kamei kalei chashuv, everything down here is nothing. Kach mimata lemaila, the same thing. That's what we want to be revealing, that from lower to higher, yir aleinei basar, that it should be appeared to physical eyes. Our eyes should see the way Hashem sees it. So this explained, there's a pasuk that we say in the Haftarah, the first, from Shmuel, the first day of Rosh Hashanah's Haftarah, kikel deis Hashem. Hashem is a God of deis, of knowledge, which is plural, though. So the Gemara, the Chassidus explains, there's das elyon and das tachton. There's Hashem's perspective, and there's our perspective. From Hashem's perspective, He exists, and we don't. Ayin miyesh. From Hashem's perspective, everything is created, nothing from something. From our perspective, it's yesh miyayin. We exist, God, we got to think about whether He exists. Okay, and by the way, both of these opinions exist in godliness, because Hashem did create the world yesh miyayin. But yesh miyayin is only from Elohim's perspective, from the level of Tzimtzum, over there, world exists in God we call ayin. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining over the ultimate goal is that our eyes should see world the way Hashem's eyes, so to speak, see world. Just like Hashem sees the world that a way that He exists and world doesn't, meaning world is batul. So Hashem wants that we should see eye tie from our physical eye, and that will, by the way, will be revealed when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, we're going to have the same approach to what Hashem has.
But nothing would happen in values. Why would we go to work?
Why would you go to work? Who says you'll have to? Who says you'll have to?
Because the work.
The whole world would be done sitting and learning Torah and doing godliness.
The work
would have 17,000 going work for us.
Yeah.
What? 70,000?
17,000 or 17,000?
This is not the 70 of the girls from Virginia, by the way. This is not.
He just woke up, Rabbi.
I don't know. That's at my level. Never saw it. It's a the pasuk says the strain when the goyim will see and take care of you. It's a mount I never saw. I don't know. Maybe.
How can we say that the world doesn't exist in Hashem's perspective? He does all of this
from our perspective.
From Elohim's perspective. Elohim makes the world exist.
Havayu
Elohim, though. In other words,
does Hashem want the table to be here?
Yes, He does. Why? That we should show, me and you should show, that this table not only doesn't contradict God, but it is God. It reveals godliness. It's godly.
So
me and you look at the table, we wouldn't know the difference, right? Hashem says, I'm making a table. From my perspective, there's no difference between table, chair, ground, it's all a little course. But Hashem wants that we should reveal the godliness that's in it. That's our avodah. To make yesh back into ayin. Hashem made ayin into yesh, some nothing into something. Hashem said, meaning godliness into gashmias. Hashem said, make the gashmias ruchnias. When the Rebbe said, I don't see the beams, I see the godly power in it. But the Alter Rebbe was that level. He didn't make up above myself. He said, I don't see the beam. That means he didn't bang into the wall and say, excuse me. He didn't see the wall, the beam, as a separate entity, separated from Hashem. He saw the way it's godliness. It's a lukus. But
I'm just trying to think why Hashem would make himself suffer so much for something that doesn't exist in His perspective.
Because He loves us so much, He wants us to accomplish something that Gan Eden can't accomplish. Nisava Kodesh Baruch Hu Liyasei V'Taiva Frek Mishkin Kashi, the Alter Rebbe says. On a desire, you can't ask why. He desires it. Why? It doesn't make sense. The voice is, it's taka higher than Seichel. The answer is, this is what Hashem wants. That there should be a table and a chair and a world. And not only that, there should be evil and Shosh Kibisat Tumeis and all that stuff. And should be a Nefesh Abamis. That's exactly what He wants. Why? Because He wants us to have the ability, out of love for us, that we should have the ability to take something physical. And that's why the Malachim can't accomplish this. Because they don't have, like Reish Rabbeinu said by Matan Torah. He said to Malachim, you have a Yetzahara, what do you, Torah doesn't belong to you. Torah without a Yetzahara doesn't make sense. You don't have a Yetzahara, it's worthless what you're doing. This is what Torah is all about. Torah is all about to make a dinner with Tachtenim. There's a level of Tachtenim, and Alter Rebbe Tanya asks, if God's all over, how is there higher and lower? Higher and lower means in place, you have something closer to you is higher. Something more distant is lower. But if Hashem's all over, there's no higher and lower. There's no higher and lower. So what do you mean Dirva Tachtenu? So the Alter Rebbe and Tanya explained that it means that in understanding of godliness, it's low. But from Hashem's perspective, there's no difference.
Friend, but the setup is unfair.
Unfair? Correct. It's unfair. No, because he means, like the Bardichever said, he said, he used to protect the Jews always. He said to God, you're not fair. Olam haba gan eden, we read about in the books. The temptations of this world, he puts before our eyes. He said, if you put gan eden before our eyes and the temptations in the book, we would be much different. Why didn't Hashem do that? Because then it would be worthless. Why didn't Hashem do that? Hashem wants us to be good, no?
Yes.
Okay, so why doesn't he make his life easier? Our life easier?
There's no challenge.
Because this is what the theme of Yud Aleph Nissan when the Rebbe turned 70. We learned this many times. The Rebbe asked the question, Adam is created, yeah? Hashem said, I'm putting you in Gan Eden, lo'ov, the first Shalom Aleichem, before even Chatei Tzedas. I'm putting you in Gan Eden, lo'ov da ul shama, to work. Meshe Beinu meets Hashem at the burning bush. What does Hashem tell him? The first Shalom Aleichem? Shalom Aleichem, Meshe. Are you taking the people out of Egypt? They're going to Har Sinai. Tavdun es Elokim. Tavdun is not only Avaida, Eved. Okay? There's Melacha and there's Avaida. What's the difference in Hebrew between Melacha and Avaida? Melacha is something you can enjoy. Avaida is Eved. You don't enjoy it. So the first Shalom Aleichem to mankind is Vayinichel B'gan Eden Avda, work. Then first Shalom Aleichem of the Jewish nation is Tavdun Es Elokim. You're going to become Tavdun, Eved. And then Eve says Adam Lo Yivalid. Or Yule, whichever. A person is created to work. So the Rebbe explains, why should Hashem, if He likes us, why doesn't He want to make our life easier? So the Rebbe explains, because through Avaida, creation becomes creator. And that's why the word Avaida, Eved, comes in the word Ibud Eidus, tanning the hide. Eved is the root of Ma'abed, the Melach and Shabbos, which means tanning hides. What does tanning hides mean? You take a coarse skin and you refine it to make it usable, workable, enjoyable. You take skin, the hide of an animal, when you take it off the animal, you can't do anything with it. It's disgusting. You want to make shoes, you got to work over the leather. You want to make parchment, you got to work over the leather. You have to work it over. What happens when you work it over? It becomes refined. So the Rebbe explained, there's no greater accomplishment. That creation limited becomes infinite creator. Becomes Shutav LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh B'Bereishis. You become Hashem's partner in creation. Which means that, the Rebbe explained, so no matter what Hashem gives us to do, as difficult as it is nothing compared to the accomplishment, which is more than earning $1 trillion, $1 trillion, that's all limited. Here, Nivra becomes Bere. Creation becomes created. There's nothing greater than finite becoming infinite. So that's why Hashem made it difficult, because the accomplishment has to be great. It's easy come, it's easy go. Malachim can't reach that level. Malachim are what they are, and therefore they're called Oimdim. They stand in one place. They don't go anywhere. The way they were made, that's the way they are.
In theory, the model is perfect. Everything makes sense. It's good.
In practice,
mashu acher.
But let me ask you a question. If Hashem says you could do it, and this is what He wants you to do, He simultaneously gives us the ability to do it.
Amen.
Yes?
Amen.
Okay. So then, if you're looking at it from that perspective, realistically, it's possible. Yeah, of course it needs a little work.
Not little, I mean more than...
Okay.
It's,
It's tremendous, but the accomplishment though is much more.
So he put us free will to make a selection, right, free choice.
You know, like somebody once asked the Rebbe how he stands on his feet so long giving out dollars. The Rebbe was an older man. He was in the upper 80s, early 90s. The Rebbe was giving out dollars, yeah? So the Rebbe said, when you count diamonds, you don't get tired. And Chassidus gives a mashal, if a person is carrying a load of bricks, mm-hmm, and somebody says, come, let me give you some more. Let me add to the... You're going to go somewhere. If somebody's carrying diamonds that they could keep, and somebody says, let me give you some more, and you say, no, no, it's too heavy.
No,
give me more. So the whole thing is perspective. By the way, this is perspective of Yiddishkeit. Is it do's and don'ts, or is it discipline? It's the same thing. Like an army. Army is very rigid. But it's not. It's to save your life. That's why is the discipline in the army so crazy, strict, meshuggah? They're doing it to save your life. They're teaching you how to be fit, that you save your life, God forbid, in combat. So it's not do's and don'ts. Most people look at Yiddishkeit, do's and don'ts. If it's do's and don'ts, whatever I can get out of, I would love to get out of. But if it's discipline, on the contrary, what does the Rebbe write in recent Ayyam? Cherish criticism because it puts a person in the highest levels. I'm talking about constructive criticism, I'm not talking about stam criticizing. Because this is what puts the person in the higher level. I understand they cry out. Hashem wants us to cry out too. Crying out is good, by the way.
Crying out.
And Hashem, when they cry out, then Hashem cries. It's the same thing. Why? It's our fault. Because the frum people are not giving them the proper love and caring of Yiddishkeit that they shouldn't turn off. Whose fault is it people turn off?
Because
it's our fault.
Because they try and they don't get
it. Because they're not doing it the right way.
Right.
Your gaita matzasa. Yeah? You make dvarim ayetzim min alev, things that come from the heart and to the heart. If I spoke to you and it didn't come into your heart, it means it didn't come out of my heart. Again, nobody's saying it's easy because it can't be easy. If it's easy, it's worthless. So he said, okay, so he says, huh?
I got it for the millionth time.
You know what? How many times do parents tell the kids, eat, 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 sit, sit, sit? Now look, huh?
I don't think we really understand it perfectly.
We don't.
I think going back to what Hashem says, you will never understand it.
But what Hashem wants...
You're trying a little bit here, a little bit here, but... You don't understand the purpose of it.
The more you learn,
the more you know you don't
have. Tachlis seyediyah, the expression of Chazal. The ultimate knowledge is to realize what we don't understand. But we need to realize what we don't understand. So the more you learn, the more you realize what you don't understand.
Yes, because if you think the world doesn't exist.
It exists. It doesn't mean there's no table. But the table is not a separate entity. The table is a revelation of God.
It doesn't energize you to do anything. Why would I go to war? Why do I drive a car? Why is it?
Because you have to elevate the world to show that the world is not something hiding God. The world is godliness.
Hammer it in your head.
No.
It's really the real thing. You gotta...
No, it's not enough to hammer into the head. You have to hammer it into the heart. You have to feel it. The difference is when you know something's wrong versus feel something's wrong, there's a world of a difference.
Writing versus...
Right.
It's the sechel that affects the midah.
Yeah.
But when you feel it, it's the midah.
Yeah, but you have to have the seichel to make the midah.
That's why I say, hammer it into the seichel.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but the ultimate goal is not the seichel. Okay. This is the level of Adin. Aisyas Nira, like we said, Adin is the same letters as the word Nira to appear. Okamesha calls like the Pasuk says, Ayin ba'ayin Nira, At Hashem. We say this in the davening of Rosh Hashanah, the Pasuk, but we say in davening of Rosh Hashanah, She Ayin ba'ayin Nira, At Hashem, Anon cho'emir aleim. And your cloud stands upon them, Pirush. Ayin ba'ayin Yiru. We should see, Ayin ba'ayin, eye to eye, should see Gile Elokusi, the Kula Kamei Kulei Choshev, that everything compared to Hashem is nothing. Va'on and Va'cheshech, Shemastid, and the darkness in the clouds that conceal Yerushua Nancha. The Pasuk says, you should see, Ayin ba'ayin, you should see God, and then the Pasuk says, Va'nancha, your cloud is standing in the way. What does it mean, your cloud? Hashem says to us, we create the cloud. The Alter Rebbe Nigesh the Tshuva explains that the mashal of sins is the mashal of a cloud. You have a revelation of godliness, of the sun. When you create a cloud, now you can have different types of clouds. You can have a big, thick cloud, and then you can have a lot of little clouds. And the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, a lot of little clouds can cover more of the sun than one big cloud. Right? Like, not lava, but when people want to stay warm in the winter, they wear layers versus one big thick coat. And so we create these clouds. We are creating the sins that blocks godliness from being revealed to us. Anon cha, Hashem says, it's your cloud. You're creating the clouds for sins. Shem imcha hakel imkein. So the reality is, we create the separation between us and God. There's no concealment by God by Him. There's no difference between darkness and light. And this is another interesting thing. Human nature is to come to God and say, hey God, I need A, B, C. And you see people always come, they're davening, they're crying, they need to... Think about it from Hashem's perspective. You're asking me for stuff. What are you doing for me that you should be worthy of me giving you what you want? And the uniqueness over here is like this. Hashem said, you're not doing it for me. You don't do Torah mitzvahs for God. God couldn't care less. God couldn't care. Yeah, he does, but he wants to. But technically, Hashem doesn't care. So Hashem says like this, I'm asking you to do something for your benefit, and you're not doing it. Why should I give you what you think you deserve?